If you've been around the earth at all, I'm sure you've heard this saying. Well, hurry up and wait. That's what it is. What's today like? It's a hurry up and wait day. You know, it sounds crazy when you think about it, but if you've ever been to the DMV, you understand completely what hurry up and wait means. You hurry to get there, you get there early, and you still wait in line. Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. It has been a prime weekend for the Heckman household. My parents have been here, kids, grandkids, lots of craziness. Busy week, man. This is our first week. We just get done teaching hunter safety. We got another week coming up. Been good. Only four kids shot and killed other people. Just kidding. It's a poor joke. It's a bad joke. No one got hurt while doing this podcast. Hey, you can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. So we're on this series, Seven Things God Hates, right out of Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. I'll read it to you. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict. Well, we covered the first four, and now we're to feet that are quick to rush into evil. To rush into evil. What does that mean? I think of that like Fred Flintstone cartoon, and the feet are just like running in place, and all of a sudden they catch and they take off. Okay, maybe not. But anyway, they find great delight. They almost enjoy, almost glee when they think about evil or an eagerness to participate in it. Maybe you've seen the news the last 3-4 years. People looting, smashing, you know, smash and grab, robbing others, acts of violence. Sometimes it's easy to think, well, they deserve it. Or maybe the system's rigged against them, so they probably needed to steal that stuff. We have these two different whiplash reactions. God hates the enjoyment of evil. A lot of people like to witness evil, and yet they would never think of doing it themselves. But God says, not on my watch. Look, we know that God is love. God is capable of great love and sacrifice. Thus his son's death on the cross. And for God so loved the world, you know the verse, right? We got that. But God is also able to hate, a hate that scorches the earth. He hates feet that rush into evil. Why might you run into evil? Surely we as followers of Christ wouldn't just run to evil, would we? I mean, I've never run to evil, Garth. Well, do you get excited when an enemy gets hurt, killed, injured? Or even if it's just their reputation? Are you quick to jump on board or on the bandwagon when people talk trash about someone you don't like or someone who's hurt you? Do you find joy in hearing stories of misery and pain regarding those who hate you? Now, Scripture is clear that vengeance is the Lord's, and we should eagerly want people to be saved from their sins. But we often find it easy to let our minds rush into evil. And as we know from Scripture, if it's in our mind, we're guilty regardless. And there's also a dual meaning here in this verse. You know, it also entails the idea of being ready and willing to pull one over on someone, pull a quickie, like, you know, ooh, I see a quick way to make a buck here on this guy, or a quick promotion, or quickly make someone look bad and jump at the chance. I bring this up because it is easy to excuse our actions as those that are not really evil. I just had a chance to make a few extra dollars. I told this guy that it was real, that it was a true antique. I maybe fudged a little on the date, but honestly, look, I'm as guilty just as much as you are. We many times, you know, we excuse evil as something that's torturous, just beyond belief, sick and twisted. But evil here means anything that's not of God. And we're quick to, well, make a buck. We're quick to promote ourselves even though we don't deserve it. We're quick to make someone look bad. But if God hates, and you know, if he hates and feels that we are quick to rush into evil, well, if he hates that, then what does he love? Well, the opposite would simply be one who's slow to anger, Slow to respond, slow to judge, slow to speak. It reminds me of the story of the Chinese farmer. Maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't. But it's a farmer and his son who have a beloved horse who helped the family earn a living. And one day the horse runs away and the neighbors yell, "Your horse ran away, what terrible luck." The farmer replied, "Maybe so, maybe not." A few days later, the horse returns home, leading a few wild horses back to the farm into the fenced area. And the neighbor shouts, "Wow, your horse has returned and brought several horses home with him. What great luck." The farmer replies, "Maybe so, maybe not." Later that week, the farmer's son's trying to break one of these new horses, and the horse throws his son and breaks his leg. And the neighbor cries, "Your son broke his leg. What terrible luck." And the farmer replies, "Maybe so, maybe not." And a few weeks later, soldiers from the National Army march through town, grabbing the boys with no choice whatsoever for the army. But they did not take the farmer's son because he had a broken leg. And the neighbor shouted, "Your boy is spared. What tremendous luck." To which the farmer replied, "Maybe so, maybe not." Look, the truth is, being slow is a gift from God. Without making a judgment call right away, just stop. You know, being slow is a quality that he himself displays. It says that he is slow to anger. We can't always see far enough ahead to justify rushing anywhere in regards to anger or evil. Even if we feel like we're maybe the hand of God and we are going to wield justice, it's still something we should probably stop and do a heart check and a head check. Are we justifying rushing into evil? Or would God maybe simply want us to stop and be slow to anger? Yes, those are two polar opposites. Our best bet is to wait, to pray some more, and then ask God to give us his wisdom and his heart. Don't rush to evil, only rush to wait. Wait on the Lord. This is Garth Heckman, the David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.